a younger showdown. You're about to come back a star.
I am big.
To Jurassic Park.
It's
welcome.
The picture that got
to
small.
The real world.
Kind of a big deal.
Hello?
Got the painting game.
With great power.
Getting we're not in Kansas anymore.
You're a wizard, Harry.
What are we doing
up there? They call me Mr.
Echoes of Eternity.
Well, it's not the many of life that counts. It's the life in your men.
Life.
You ever dance with the devil and
eyes away?
What have you done to his eyes?
Hello and welcome to this episode of the podcast, The Mnemonic Tree, where we add a single mnemonic leaf to our tree of knowledge. I'm Jans, your mnemonic man, and today's episode is on the very well-known 16th century king, Henry VIII. Known for his multiple marriages, Henry VIII was King of England from 1509 to 1547. Now, I've both read a lot of material and listened to a lot of history podcasts on Henry VIII, and remarkably, there seems to be two distinct sides to Henry VIII. The young, intelligent, easygoing, athletic and very handsome Henry VIII, and the other, which unfortunately morphed into an extremely powerful, sadistic, overweight tyrant. Some have theories that this change may have been the result of a head injury which he suffered whilst jousting, where he actually nearly died? Or could it just be the old aphorism from British historian Lord Acton that says, power tends to corrupt and absolute power corrupts absolutely? Whatever it was, he did wield his power, putting the Pope and the Catholic Church to the side and assuming the role of the head of the Church of England, to merely enable a divorce from Catherine of Aragon that would not be granted by Pope Clement VII at the time. Today's mnemonic is on Henry VIII's six marriages. So with no further ado, we will begin with a summary from Wikipedia. In common parlance, the wives of Henry VIII were the six queens consort of King Henry VIII of England between 1509 and his death in 1547. In legal terms, Henry had only three wives because three of his marriages were annulled by the Church of England. However, he was never granted an annulment by the Pope as he desired for Catherine of Aragon, his first wife. Annulments declare that a true marriage never took place, unlike a divorce in which the married couple end their union. Along with his six wives, Henry took several mistresses. The six women that were married to Henry VIII in chronological order are Catherine of Aragon from 1509 to 1533, Anne Boleyn, 1533 to 1536, Jane Seymour, 1536 to 1537, Anne of Cleves, 1540 to 1540, Catherine Howard, 1540 to 1542, and finally, Catherine Parr, from 1543 to 1547. Henry's first marriage to Catherine of Aragon lasted nearly 24 years, while the following five lasted less than 10 years combined. Catherine of Aragon, Anne Boleyn and Jane Seymour each gave Henry VIII one child, who survived infancy, two daughters and one son respectively. All three of these children eventually ascended to the throne as King Edward VI, Queen Mary I, and Queen Elizabeth I. In addition, Henry had a relationship with Bessie Blount, resulting in a son, Henry Fitzroy. Anne Boleyn and Catherine Howard were first cousins, who were both beheaded due to accusations of infidelity. Jane Seymour was second cousin to both Anne Boleyn and Catherine Howard. Several of Henry's wives worked in service to another wife, typically as a lady-in-waiting. Anne Boleyn served Catherine of Aragon, Jane Seymour served both of her predecessors, Catherine of Aragon and Anne Boleyn, and Catherine Howard also served her predecessor, Anne of Cleves. Now on to today's mnemonic.
Mnemonic.
And the mnemonic for the wives of Henry VIII in order is Carjack. The car is spelt normally C-A-R, but we only take the C and the A. And the Jack is spelt J-A-C-C. And we take all of those letters. And for this one, we picture Henry VIII driving his car down Downing Street, obviously nonsensical, but create the image, and getting carjacked by each of his six wives in order. Now, for this one, because we've got three Catherines and two Annes, it always gets confusing with the order, but it works out pretty well that their surnames are all in alphabetical order. For instance, Catherine of Aragon is number one, Aragon is A, and the second Catherine is Catherine Howard, so H is after A, and she is number five. And the last Catherine is Catherine Parr, which is number six, and P is after H. So we'll get into it. For the car, we take the C for Catherine of Aragon, and the A, Anne Boleyn. The R is assisting. And Jack, we take the J for Jane Seymour, the A, Anne of Cleves, the first C, Catherine Howard, and the second C, Catherine Parr. And we'll just go over that one more time. So that's the mnemonic for the wives of Henry VIII. And the mnemonic is Carjack. For the car, we take the C for Catherine of Aragon, the A, Anne Boleyn, the R is assisting, and the Jack, the J for Jane Seymour, the A, Anne of Cleves, the first C, Catherine Howard, and the second C, Catherine Parr. Now on to
five fun facts.
And the first fun fact today, fact number one. Henry was not supposed to be king. His older brother Arthur was, but unfortunately Arthur died at the age of 15 of sweating sickness. Henry was next in line, let's say a spare, and managed to take the title along with his dead brother's wife, Catherine of Aragon. And fact two. Henry VIII was actually lucky to survive a jousting incident. He was thrown from his horse, which then somehow landed back on top of him. He suffered a serious injury and was unconscious for 2 hours. Some say this incident caused the brain injury that turned him into a monster and led to his weight gain. And fact three. Henry VIII orchestrated the separation of the Church of England from the Roman Catholic Church. This was carried out by Henry VIII because Pope Clement VII refused to grant him an annulment of his marriage to Catherine of Aragon, so he could then marry Anne Boleyn. And fact number four. Henry VIII furthered the field of engineering, with special mechanical devices made for him later in life to help him get in and out of bed and on his horse as a result of his burgeoning weight. And the last fact, fact number five. Despite inheriting a fortune, Henry VIII died in debt as a result of his frivolous spending and gambling. And apparently his daughter Mary had the same gambling proclivities, along with a penchant for torturing and killing many people. Hence the sobriquet, Bloody Mary. Now on to
the three question quiz.
And the first question, question number one. Who was King Henry VIII's father? And question two. To which wife was Henry VIII's longest marriage? And question three. How many wives had Henry VIII beheaded? And what were their names? And we do have a bonus question. That question is, which of Henry's wives was rumoured to have had six fingers on one hand? It's now time to recap that mnemonic.
Mnemonic.
And the mnemonic for the wives of Henry VIII in order is Carjack. For the car, we take the C for Catherine of Aragon and the A, Anne Boleyn. The R is assisting, and the Jack, we take the J for Jane Seymour, the A, Anne of Cleves, the first C, Catherine Howard, and the second C, Catherine Parr. Now on to the answers for the three-question quiz. And the first question was, who was King Henry VIII's father? And King Henry VIII's father was King Henry VII. And question two. To which wife was Henry VIII's longest marriage? And King Henry VIII's longest marriage was to Catherine of Aragon, for 24 years. And question three, how many wives had Henry VIII beheaded and what were their names? And Henry VIII had beheaded two of his wives, and his two ex-wives were called Anne Boleyn and Catherine Howard. And they did say he liked to chop and change. And our bonus question, which of Henry's wives was rumoured to have six fingers on one hand? And the wife that was rumoured to have six fingers on one hand was Anne Boleyn. Now on to
Word of the Week.
And this week's Word of the Week is parlous. And that is spelt P-A-R-L-O-U-S. And the meaning according to dictionary.com is perilous, dangerous. And our simple example today is being a wife of Henry VIII was a parlous endeavour. And just a reminder, the mnemonic of the month is coming up on the next episode, so if you could get those entries in the next couple of days. See you next time. Well, that takes us to the end of another episode. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to join our mnemonic community, you can reach us at the Mnemonic Tree Podcast, which is all one word, .com on the website. From there, you'll find links in the top right to Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Your feedback is much appreciated, so if you have the time, please rate and review the podcast on your chosen platform. Any reviews read on the podcast will receive a small gift of appreciation. And also, if you'd like to suggest a topic or have any additional fun and interesting facts for today's episode, I'd love to hear them, so post them on Facebook and be sure to tag me. Until next time, remember as Socrates said, there is no learning without remembering. See you next time.
60% of the time, it works every time.
That doesn't make sense.